Yesterday, March 25th, is the Feast of the Annunciation, the day that we recall the visit from the Archangel Gabriel to the Virgin Mary, announcing to her that she had been chosen by God to be the mother of his son, the Messiah. Mary gave her consent and said, "I am the Lord's servant, let it be done to me as you say." The angel left her, and at that moment, our salvation began, as the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. God became flesh, not in mere appearance, but physically and biologically came among us as a man. Prior to the Annunciation, Jesus was with the Father as a spirit, a divine person, the eternal Word, the one that we call Son of the Father. But at the Annunciation, he has come among us as a man. He has a divine nature. Jesus is fully God through and through, but also has a human nature given to him by Mary. So Jesus himself at once is a divine person who is fully God and fully man. Human in every way that we are, allowing himself to experience everything that you and I experience, from love and joy to sadness, as we heard he wept at the death of Lazarus, to feeling hunger and thirst. And as we know, Jesus also allowed himself to feel temptation. The only difference is that Jesus knew exactly who he was. He was in full control of his will, and he never sinned. Jesus didn't come to die for himself or because of his own sin. He came to die for us and for our sin. And that's the whole point. The sinless Lamb of God came to sacrifice himself for us, the sheep who have gone astray. His human nature was subject to death. He really suffered, and he really died on Calvary. His soul then went down into Sheol, as it was called by the Jews, or we would call it Hades or hell, the dwelling place of the righteous dead, to bring them up into heaven, to paradise, called in Hebrew Gan Eden. The body of Jesus was buried, but as we all know, by the early morning of the third day, the day following the Sabbath, Sunday, the first day of the week, his body was risen. Christ was alive, uncorrupted, and glorified. His human nature is now united to his divine nature, never to be separated again. Jesus is still fully God and fully man at the Father's right hand. He who once was dead lives, never to die again. And this, my brothers and sisters, is the fundamental mystery upon which the Christian faith is based. As St. Paul tells us, if Christ has not been raised, our faith is futile. It means absolutely nothing. If Christ has not been raised, our preaching is in vain. So how does the death and resurrection of Christ affect and pertain to us? Number one, we have forgiveness of sin. The very thing that separates you and me from God, the very thing that brings about suffering and death, the very thing that brings about a diminishment of grace and disfigures the soul, sin does these things. But because of Christ's death and resurrection, sin is easily forgiven. We ask God's mercy, we receive it. We go to confession to have our mortal sins taken away, they are. And sanctifying grace replaces it. Baptism unites us with God. We have forgiveness of sin. It has nothing to do with sacrificing animals anymore. It's there for the asking. Secondly, we have the sanctification of the human person. What does that mean? Only God is holy. He is holy in and of himself. And all that he does, all that he creates is holy. But sin corrupts, and we did that. Sin corrupts and destroys holiness. However, by our baptism into Christ's death, we are raised to a new life of grace, and God shares his divinity. God shares his holiness with us through baptism, as well as our participation in all the sacraments that follow. In all these things, we receive sanctifying grace, a share in God's own holiness. When we participate in the sacraments, in our prayer time, in our personal sacrifices, our works of charity, all of these things helping us to control our will to use it for good, what is good and true, allowing Christ to live in us and we living in him, thus becoming a people holy unto the Lord. That is the sanctification of the human person. In those things, we have the promise of resurrection. Our life in Christ is one of constant death and resurrection. We always find ourselves dying to sin and rising in grace. We have ourselves dying to our own sinful passions, rising to life in the Holy Spirit, enduring pains, enduring setbacks, failures, and these different things we experience, all the like, daily. But we look forward. We look forward with hope and optimism to the future, knowing that every cross leads to an empty tomb, that every crucifixion is followed by resurrection. In all this, we recognize that we are truly daughters and sons of God, brothers and sisters of Jesus Christ, that we are the body of Christ. Christ gave us baptism to wash us clean of sin. He gave us confirmation to fill our souls with the presence of the Holy Spirit, and he gives us the gift of himself, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist for a purpose. Not just because it's a nice thing to do, there's a purpose behind it. To unite us to the Father through himself in the power of the Holy Spirit, so that we, his church, would be his presence and make him present in the different vocations that we have and the duties and obligations to which he calls us. In everything that we do, in every place that we are here to present Jesus Christ in our very own persons, as God's sons and daughters, as the body of Christ. In every aspect of our lives, whatever we might be doing, with whoever we might be with, whatever various things we occupy ourselves with, and all these things are living in the world, we are never, ever to forget our Christian dignity. When we speak, when we act, how we behave, how we interact with others, all of this, supported by our Christian dignity, we live like people who have honor, respect for themselves, respect, of course, for God, and for others, not living like animals or demons. Like Christ, we know who we are. We are people who know exactly who we are as the Father's sons and daughters, as Christ's brothers and sisters. We are people who are led by the Holy Spirit and formed by him to be another Christ, using our wills to choose what is right and good. My dear friends, this is not just a nice thought or a wish. This is exactly what God expects of us. And why is that? This is how you and I participate in eternal life and receive eternal life after death. The life that you and I have now, the life that we live, does not belong to us. It is not our own to do with as we please, but to do as Christ himself commands. He has given us the possibility of eternal life that was given to us at baptism to be lived while we're here, in this world, in the body, so that when our bodies die, as they will, our souls may live on with and in Christ. If we're not living with Christ today, it's not going to happen then. It begins here and now, doing all that Christ commands and avoiding everything he tells us to avoid. Of course, we also know that our bodies will not sleep in the earth forever. Again, as St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians, the trumpet shall sound and the dead shall be raised incorruptible. These human bodies of ours were made sacred by the sacraments we have received. We were anointed with the Holy Spirit at baptism and confirmation. Our bodies became temples of the Holy Spirit. We receive the body and blood of Christ in the Eucharist. We become living tabernacles. This is why we as Christians dress modestly, not running around half naked like some people do. This is why we dress respectfully. It all goes to our Christian dignity. God has designed the human body and all of its parts and all the workings therein to serve him and to be used in sacred ways. We don't use our bodies to kill or to steal. We don't use our bodies to hurt or maim or mutilate. We don't use our bodies for lust or adultery or fornication. Instead, we use our bodies and the intelligence God gave us to heal, to procreate, to nurture life, to give life, to live chastely. Why? We are made for holiness. We are made for holiness. We are made for greatness. We are made for sanctity. God has already raised us up to a new level with our dignity in Christ. He will raise us to the dignity of the saints in heaven if you and I remain true to him on earth. And he will raise us up from our graves in glory when Christ returns on the day of judgment. As Scripture reminds us, on that last day, our bodies will come forth from their graves to be reunited with our souls, made perfect and never to die again, just like Christ. In the new creation, a new earth, a return to paradise, where all those things which once lived and died will return, and all shall be made new. In this new Eden, Jesus promises there will be no more sadness or mourning. There'll be no more despair, no more pain. Death will be banished forever. Sin banished forever. So always remember, you have been ransomed. You are bought, you are paid for with the price of Christ's blood. Therefore, as St. Paul says, glorify God in your body as well as in your spirit. Whoever does not live in the spirit of Christ does not belong to Christ, but your body, your spirit are his. I am the resurrection and the life, says the Lord. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, shall live. And everyone who lives and believes in me shall never die.